Welcome to today's Rensselaer Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. City of Pella Finance Director Corey Goodenow joins us today to talk about the city's long-term water supply plan.
And one of the big things was getting the financing settled on the long-term water improvement project, which was basically the big chunk of the meeting. First of all, tell us what the latest is with that, what was really done in terms of the financing, and some other parts of that.
Thanks for having me, Andrew. The first item that took place was a deposit into an escrow account for the remaining principal and interest payments on a 2007 water revenue capital loan note. So in 2007, the City Council elected to refinance some of its long-term water debt. And that final principal and interest payment is coming due June 1st, along with the other, I guess, payments on the city's long-term obligations. And in order to avoid some of the loan agreement complications, the City Council elected to place in an escrow account held by the city the remaining principal and interest payments. And so that was the first step. But that allowed the council to take action on just under $16 million, $15,819,000 worth of capital loan notes for the long-term water supply plan. I guess the important parts of that agreement is that it's with the Iowa Finance Authority through the State Revolving Loan Fund. The great part about this program is really the interest rate, and right now it's at 1.75%. There are some initiation fees, an origination fees, and then an annual debt service fee. But at 1.75% over 20 years, that's really a great financing option for the city.
And then there are some conditions with these kinds of loans that the city is in good position to pay for, and a lot of that has to do with water revenue. And that was another portion of that is to get these loans, you need to have a certain percentage of water revenue that comes in, and that will affect the water rates down the road, not immediately, but as the city council starts to work through these things, that it will eventually impact the water rates as well because they have to meet these standards.
Yeah, the interesting thing about the revolving loan fund for the Iowa Finance Authority is it requires 110% debt coverage ratio. And what that means is that the city needs to generate enough revenue to cover its operational expenses equal to 110% of the total bond payment. And so that's kind of a unique scenario with that long-term financing arrangement, but it also produces that 1.75% rate that we just talked about. So it really is a great program offered to cities across the state. At 1.75%, I mean, those are rates that historically we haven't had the benefit of.
Do you know what the timeline is for those water rate adjustments and when the council will start considering those? Because that's what people want to hear about, of course, is they're very happy, I'm sure, that the water is going to be improved and this is a big project. But do you know what that timeline is right now, or is that something the council will continue to figure in, especially with the budget process coming up?
Well, it certainly will be vetted through the budget process. I think council has given indication that increases will take place over the course of 4 years, and I believe it's about $2 to $3 per customer over the course of the next 4 years. But of course, that will be all vetted through the budgeting process. And really, we'll take another look at how the water utility is operating. And we'll, of course, have our annual report coming up here pretty soon and by way of the audit. And that will give us a good indication of where we need to go with the rates. And then, of course, we'll monitor that in the next 4 years to determine the appropriate rate increases to meet that 110% operational debt service requirement.
And then the last thing about the water improvement plan is that the substantial completion date has been pushed back. It was originally slated for earlier in the fall, and that's now been postponed to almost winter. And that was almost a direct result of the Iowa DNR's permitting process. That's the big portion of that. But right now, if you look at the calendar overall in a year, you know, 5 or 6 weeks is not a big deal, but it could have some impacts on the long-term water improvement plan.
City staff and city council have been working on this project for a number of years, and they took bids for the Jordan Well, and that required some additional DNR permitting requirements to be able to access that SRF funding that we had talked about previously. And it just seemed prudent, and the council deemed it prudent, to ensure that the financing was available, which was required to have the permitting available. So it's kind of this long string of processes that has to be completed that includes the financing. And ultimately, it delayed the project by approximately 33 days. Given the timeline of the construction and the changes to the water treatment plant and some of the other projects going to be undertaken as a result of the long-term water supply program, it really is not a substantial amendment to the current agreement.
And thanks again to Corey Goodenough for joining us on today's Wrenchscott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.